This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is halftime of the show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I appreciate you being here. I'm being joined by super producer and host Carlo Ortiz. And thank you to you, yeah, you, for listening. Free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, CBSSportsRadio.com, SiriusXM 158, and a smart speaker if you have one. Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Not that difficult, not that tough. We've had a busy show. Tiger Woods is back at the Masters. Had a little bit of a delay with the weather. We talked about the passing of O.J. Simpson at 76 years old. Kentucky still doesn't have a coach. Shohei Ohtani, his interpreter, he's going to be facing some time. He's looking for a plea deal right now. Trying to plead guilty and shave a couple of years off. Might as well, right? And then the NBA also has its own issues. Jonte Porter, the brother of Michael Porter Jr., is currently away from the Toronto Raptors. He's being investigated for potentially being in cahoots with gambling. There was some prop bets about some of his stats and numbers that he ended up in games, and then he had to leave the games, and people got these big cash prizes. And everybody's going, what? Is he in on this? What's going on? Jonte Porter being investigated. If you want to talk to me here, it's real simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. If you have the internet, you can certainly find me. I am on X, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that good stuff, at JR Sport Brief. Now, before we went to break, I told you that we've been able to talk about some legends tonight. Tiger Woods, O.J. Simpson, not necessarily for the greatest of reasons, and then even Tom Brady. The NBA has an active legend. His name is Nikola Jokic. This man goes by the name of the Joker. He is amazing. I don't know what else to tell you. He doesn't run the fastest. He doesn't jump the highest. He's not going to beat anybody in a foot race. But he is just an abuser, okay? This man, must I remind you, was drafted 41st overall back in 2014. He is a two-time MVP, multiple-time All-Star, lowest drafted player to win MVP, and the first center to win MVP since Shaquille O'Neal did it in the year 2000. He went back-to-back before Joel Embiid won the award last year, and there was a whole big to-do about Joel Embiid picking up the award. And Jokic doesn't even appear to be interested at this point. He just wants to win for the Nuggets, which they've done. They just won a championship last year. He picked up a finals MVP. Who needs a regular season MVP when you can just wake up and say, hey, okay, that's fine. Let Embiid get the regular season award. I got the finals MVP. Grabbing rebounds and dishing the ball and putting the ball in the hole with numbers that we haven't seen since Wilt Chamberlain. Nikola Jokic is a big deal. Doesn't make himself sound or feel like it, right? understated, talks about his horses, short, terse answers. Nikola Jokic is strictly business. And this year, he is having another MVP caliber season. 26 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists per game. He makes no sense. The Denver Nuggets heading into tonight, they're number one in the Western Conference. They have 56 wins on a team that doesn't necessarily even have the same bench or depth that they had last year. Nobody talks about the Nuggets because they just win. There's no noise. There's no controversy. There's nothing exciting. They just win. And I think at this point in time, people are sick and tired of Nikola Jokic. With Joel Embiid going down earlier this year to his knee injury, the meniscus that he needed to have repaired, he just returned. He looks to be good so far. There's no Embiid. And so the MVP race right now for a lot of folks falls between Nikola Jokic. Again, this would be his third time winning the award. Someone like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander leading a young Thunder team, leading the league in scoring. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is doing by dropping, well, not even leading, that'd be Luka. He's dropping 30 points per game. And then the guy who is leading the league in scoring, Luka Doncic, makes basketball look real easy. 34 points a game, 9 rebounds, and almost 10 assists. Luka makes no sense. Only downside, if you want to call it one, for Dallas is that they're only fifth in the Western Conference. So the Joker's leading the way. You think about advanced statistics and metrics, he's leading the way. When he sits down, the Nuggets are garbage. They lose. They go into the toilet. But last night, Kevin Hart, basketball savant, multiple-time NBA celebrity game MVP, he was on with Cedric the Entertainer. And Kevin Hart had some thoughts about Nikola Jokic that he doesn't deserve to win another MVP. What?
They cannot give Joker any more MVPs.
The NBA cannot give Joker
any more MVPs. It's not good for the NBA. Yeah. Joker cannot win another MVP.
Can he win another Finals MVP?
Well, that's different. That's playing the game, but the league MVP, I feel like you're right. Like, they can't really do that at this moment. And he's having a great year, but it doesn't feel like that dominant year the way I would say SGA is. You made a very great man. You know what? I just sided with you, Kevin. You just did it. You just sold me.
What? Cedric the Entertainer didn't do anything. He didn't say anything of significance. He didn't. What's the dominant year by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? He's dropping 30 points a game. He's stealing. I mean, if I want to say who's having a better year, I'm looking at Luka Doncic. Come on now. Not Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Yeah, the points can be exciting. The youth at only 25 years old can be exciting. That's nice. The young squad, it's fun. It's great. Oklahoma City looks competitive. Do I think they're going to compete for a championship legitimately? No. I think they're too young, and I think they're too small, too short. Dominant year? I don't know what the hell Cedric been watching. He just talking. And from the case of Kevin Hart, I've lost respect from both of these guys being basketball fans. I get it. They're celebrities. They ain't sitting around watching every game. But to say that Jokic doesn't deserve the award based on what, Kevin Hart? He didn't even provide any depth to it. Unless I'm missing context outside of the clip that we just aired, he provided no context. He just said it'd be bad for the NBA. Why? Why? Jokic is dominating. Jokic is out here almost averaging a triple-double, similar to Luka Doncic. And I know the NBA is all pace and fast, and everything is so much easier now, especially to put up numbers. Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic, these guys are destroying the opposition. Just because they make it look easy, I guess what? Just because they're from Europe, we can't give them their just due? And so that's from a bunch of celebrities, right? What the hell do they know? There's a guy who actually played in the NBA, a multiple-time All-Star, one of the best scorers of his time, Gilbert Arenas, who happens to now be a a wild man on his own podcast and sitting around with Shannon Sharp doing shows. Well, more recently, he sat down with Shannon Sharp on the Nightcap. It's not just Kevin Hart and Cedric on, you know, Turner and ESPN. Gilbert Arenas is sitting online with Shannon Sharp, and he's saying that if Jokic wins the MVP again, that, yeah, this is going to be bad for the league, but then more so, he's having a bad season. This would be bad. Like, what are we talking about? Listen to Gilbert Arenas.
Jokic is probably statistically the worst MVP winner.
Why you say that?
In 2021, Jokic's team was fifth. What was the historic part of that? There was no historic. Oh, the big man almost had a triple-double. Let's give it to him. His second MVP. His team was tied in 10th place. What was historic about it?
Is Gilbert Arenas, I don't want to insinuate that he's been participating in anything. Nikola Jokic 2 years ago, he was leading his team in points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, and field goal percentage. In what world is that having one of the worst statistical seasons of all time? I think we need to really enter into a place, and I get it. Everybody has a podcast. Everybody can say whatever it is that they want to say. Everybody can talk out of the left side of their mouth. When the hell is winning? He's talking about 10th place. When the hell is winning almost 50 games? Going to the postseason where this guy is the main dude. What's wrong with that? Looks like MVP to me. Nikola Jokic just makes it look too easy. I mean, everybody is so intoxicated with scoring. What is Cedric the Entertainer looks at Shea Gilgeous-Alexander going to the basket and just goes, oh, he's dominating? How? What? If I had to go into a playoff series right now today and I had a choice of Shea Gilgeous-Alexander or Nikola Jokic, I'm taking Jokic all the way. He's a bully. He does it so easy. He does it smooth. Jokic is the guy at the YMCA that is destroying you. And this would be bad for the league? How? Why? What's so bad? There's no explanation for it. Jokic has been one of the most dominant players that the league has seen, and he's doing it in a different way. You want to think about him potentially picking up a third MVP? Good for him if he goes out there and he does it. Think about some of the individuals who've had the most MVPs in league history. Well, you got to start at the top. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Nobody has more MVPs than Kareem. This man has six. You want to continue on going down the list? Who has the most MVP awards? Some guy named Michael Jordan. He has five. Bill Russell with five. LeBron James, he has four MVPs. Wilt Chamberlain has four. You want to think about who has three? Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Moses Malone. What's wrong with Nikola Jokic joining that territory if he deserves it? The man is on a streak. He's on a stretch of consistency. There's no injuries. There's no talk. It's just ball. That's to be respected. I don't know what the hell Nikola Jokic has been avoiding, not paying attention to. There's more to the NBA than just scoring. How about this? How about this? It's winning. It's something Gilbert Arenas is not familiar with. 855-212-4CBS. And then there's also Gilbert Arenas has gone on a real tangent at times about the European players taking over the league. The NBA is partial towards the European players and they get everything their way. And it's just, I don't like using the term hater. It's hate, jealousy. But this much I know for sure. I can't determine if he's jealous. It's just like a separation from reality. I think the NBA is fine with its Euros. Victor Wembanyama, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic. The league looks good and exciting to me. Carlos, why? What do you think is going on here? Do you have a problem if Jokic were to win another MVP?
No, not one second. I think a lot of this is motivated by the fact that there are a lot of foreign-born players that have come into the NBA and found success. I would put the onus back. If you're upset at the younger generation of American-born basketball players, step your game up, because we've been seeing this trickle down into the college game as well. There's so many kids that have come in out of the league that aren't ready to play that it's affected how NBA scouts and general managers look overseas as opposed to in their backyard, because you have guys that are playing professionally at like 15, 16, and you have kids here that are simply just not either mature enough, whether it's mentally or physically, in today's NBA. So I would tell all these vets and even these celebrities, stop hating on the foreign-born dudes for getting buckets. Be mad at these kids, man. Let's whip this generation into shape.
Yeah, here in the United States of America, it can't be overstated how much the players are babied. That they're told, like, hey, you're going to be the next guy. I go back to Imani Bates. I remember watching Imani Bates, who's currently, I think, on the Cavs at the end of the bench. Or maybe Detroit. I don't know. Doesn't matter. I think it's the Cavs. He was supposed to be the next big thing. Supposed to be like Kevin Durant, the next version of Kevin Durant. Had a whole team, pulled him out of high school, built an entire AAU team around him. And he got hyped up so much that it seemed that things collapsed on him, that he started believing his own hype, that he got into legal trouble, that, you know, he had to go into the college system and then go into the G League. And now he's a bench dude. He may not be in the NBA. I don't know if he'd be tolerated in Europe. Man, we baby the players so much, pat you on the back, that the fundamentals aren't developed. Nikola Jokic isn't busting ass because he's flying across the court. He knows exactly what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, and he does it in an efficient way. I forgot earlier this year there must have been a streak where Nikola Jokic, I don't know, over the course of several games, he really almost never missed a shot. Like, what are we doing in an NBA game? A series of NBA games? This is too easy for him. As Carlos said, if we had more players who would take time to work on the fundamentals instead of jacking up threes, thinking that they're the cat's meow, thinking that they're the best of the best, I think we'd have better American players. It's by no coincidence that some of the best players in the NBA right now are coming from overseas. And oh yeah, by the way, to what degree you want to put them in the category, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he ain't American, he's Canadian. So let's think about our MVP candidates. Let's think about the players who are dominating the league. And oh yeah, by the way, if Victor Wembanyama, if his legs hold up, and man, he has certainly held up this year. Great job by him. Love to see it. You don't think that this man is capable of winning an MVP? What are we going to do then? Say that he sucks? Because he's 7'4 and blocking every shot on earth? If you can ball, you can ball. It's not about being selected last at the All-Star game, which is a glorified exhibition to go up and down the court and shoot threes in alleys. The real games matter. And I think Jokic would be busting ass. We've seen him bust ass in the finals, the playoffs, the regular season. Yeah, and if you gave him the ball in the All-Star game, I'm sure he'd bust ass too. Just not there with the fireworks. And I actually appreciate that. We got enough fireworks. We got enough show-offs. We got enough flair. But when it comes to a guy like Nikola Jokic, you got to appreciate him, because he actually comes through with substance. It's style over substance. Some people just, they fall in love with the excitement. Just get the job done. give the MVP to Jokic, and then let's see if he can go out there and win another finals MVP. And if he did, who'd it be a shock to? The way he dominated last year, it'd be a shock to nobody. Gilbert Arenas, Kevin Hart, Cedric the Entertainer, professional basketball player, and two comedians. Yeah, I guess Gilbert Arenas is a comedian too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I don't get the hate on Jokic. Just appreciate the basketball, man, and just leave it there. He doesn't talk. He's all business. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of all business, on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about a guy who doesn't know how to shut up. His name is Aaron Rodgers. And yes, he has started to talk again. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Nikola Jokic is getting crapped on again for potentially getting ready to win another MVP. The man doesn't talk. He doesn't say anything. He just shows up and plays ball. Just people give him a tough time. Why? Because he's dominant? Sorry, he's not Shaq. Sorry, he's not Allen Iverson. Sorry, he's just amazing. Appreciate it. Speaking of talking, there's another guy in the world of sports. He has started to talk again. What a shock. I'll tell you about Aaron Rodgers in a bit. Let's hit the phones, 855-212-4CBS. We got Lee calling up from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, first time caller, man. I've been listening to you for the last couple of weeks, man. I really enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you.
I just want to make a comment. You know, you're talking about the NBA, and it goes back to what's going on in college, the one and dones. And I read something about what's going on in Europe. They practice like 7 or 8 times a week, and they only play one game.
Correct.
In other words, they get all the fundamentals down, how to shoot and how to all those things. And but the USA, man, all these AAU tournaments and everything, they play 8 times and only practice once. And that kind of reflects on what's going on now. I think if they were to play in the Olympics now, the USA would get their tail kicked.
That's debatable. I mean, we gotta wait till we're gonna find out soon enough come Paris. I don't know if I'd go that far, but what we do know is that the competition has certainly elevated. I don't know if I'd say that the USA'd get its tail kicked. I think that's a stretch.
It might be a little hyperbole.
Okay, but no, you're accurate. And the levels of basketball, the dynamics of basketball in the United States of America has changed. I mean, the not invention, but pretty much the explosion of AAU and travel basketball has taken away from development. It literally used to be you're in high school, you develop and play the majority of your games in high school, you garner attention that way, you go ahead and then enter into a college program, you kind of refine your skills in college, and then you get drafted into the NBA. That's out the window. A lot of the best talent in the country, ain't nobody thinking about high school ball in that same type of way. And even the best high schoolers are participating in programs that are financed by shoe companies and celebrities. That's the new ecosystem. And so you're correct. When it comes down to how you find and develop players, it's difficult when you're playing AAU tournaments over the weekend and you're playing 4 games in 2 days and 4 games in 3 days. And you're just going out there relying on your athleticism, and you don't refine your game. And there's so much money that the business side is booming. And thank you, Lee, for calling from South Carolina. The business side is booming so much. From the NBA's perspective, why should the league care where the talent come from? I mean, yesterday we talked about how the NFL is taking a global approach by staging an opening game in Brazil between the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles. Every business, you don't want to shrink your customer base. You want to grow it. And so what the NBA has done over the past 30 years is phenomenal. We can go back and start looking at the Dream Team. And if you listen to some of the current players in the league, some of their earliest memories come from the 90s. Looking at guys, albeit these guys are a little bit younger, looking at the Allen Iversons of the world. They weren't old enough to go back and remember, you know, Michael Jordan at his peak. But they were looking at these stars, and they would hear these stories. And it's not a shock that the rest of the world is catching up to basketball. It's a beautiful thing. I think it's cool that the NBA has players from all over the world in the league. I love it. LeBron James has been one of the best players in the league forever, okay? He's American. Kevin Durant is out of D.C., has been one of the best players in the league, is an American. I mean, we can start going down the list of some of the best players that the country has produced, but do I think it's a coincidence that some of the best come from overseas? No, not at all. I mean, I don't think Luka Doncic was traveling around, you know, on an AAU team. This man was winning MVPs in the EuroLeague as a teenager. He was a professional playing against grown men in a structured environment since he was a kid. Jokic had to come over, refine his game, had to learn how to eat, but the skill and the talent was there. It's a matter of discipline. Oh, yeah, by the way, I don't think it's happenstance. And, yeah, we talked about Otani. I don't think it's happenstance that the best player in the majors right now comes from Japan, where baseball was basically like a religion. It's a discipline. It's being able to have a plan and actually understand what you're going to do and not just rely on your God-given gifts and athleticism. I mean, it's similar, speaking of Otani, it's like baseball right now. Everybody wants to worry about why the pitchers are getting hurt. I mean, if you watch baseball, and everyone from Mo Vaughn to Justin Verlander, everybody has said it, whether you're throwing the ball or hitting it, you don't see the art of pitching anymore. Not in the same way. Throw harder, throw faster, throw by the guy. I can't even tell you the last time I heard anybody talking about painting the black, painting the corner. Nobody's thinking about that. It's throwing gas. And I don't know, maybe I'm stupid. Maybe the hitters are now so advanced that they just obliterate anything. But the art of deception and the art of pitching just appears to be gone. It's not just the NBA. It's when and how are you going to refine the smaller skills, the details that can take you from just being good but can elevate you into being great? That's a big element that's missing in sports. And when it comes to basketball, that's a big element in particular that's missing from development of our players domestically coming out of the United States of America. We got some catching up to do in that regard, because skills at the lower level, they go out the window. Can you fly? Can you shoot threes? Sure. You got a post-up game? Who needs a post-up game? There's no post-up in the NBA anymore. Look at what the players at the league do. Yeah, everybody can handle the ball and shoot. But there's some of the smaller details. Oh, yeah, what a shock. Embiid got a post game. Jokic got a post game. Oh, those are the guys that are winning. What a shock. It's the JR Sport Re-Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side? Yeah. I told you, Jokic doesn't say anything. We're going to hear from the man who hasn't met a microphone that he doesn't like. His name is Aaron Rodgers. Yes, he has started to talk again. I'll fill you in on the latest with Aaron Rodgers. He's venturing into a little bit more than his Achilles injury. He's venturing into the Twilight Zone. Right now here on CBS Sports Radio, we're going to venture into a news flash. It's real simple with Dexter Henry. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We have talked about an individual who does not talk. He does not speak. He just balls at an MVP level. His name is Nikola Jokic. Looks like he might be on his way to another MVP award. Count them, three MVP awards for Nikola Jokic if he gets to the third one. A lot of people not happy about that, but I appreciate the fact that he just shows up to work and does his job to the best of his abilities. There's no nonsense. I can't say the same thing for someone else who is an MVP in his respective sport. A four-time MVP winner, a one-time Super Bowl champ. This man is going into Canton. I can't wait for that Hall of Fame speech. He's been with the New York Jets for about a year now. His name is Aaron Rodgers. We all know the story. Aaron Rodgers is the darling of New York and the Jets, hanging out with his new young teammates, going to New York Knicks games, hanging out in New York City and Broadway. And then they're on Hard Knocks. The season starts September 11th. Aaron Rodgers goes down. Blows out his Achilles on the third play of the game. This man is 40 years old. These are the things that you cannot make up. It's the most New York Jets thing ever. And so the New York Jets, without a serviceable backup, have to go ahead and take a look at the man that they did not want to see throw the ball again. Hilariously, they had to turn the ball over to Zach Wilson. The New York Jets go 7-10. They don't make the postseason, and so they get a do-over. Everybody gets a mulligan here with Aaron Rodgers. At the end of the season, amongst all of the controversies, and Aaron Rodgers talks throughout the year and beefs with Jimmy Kimmel, Aaron Rodgers at his end-of-season press conference stood in front of the media and told everybody, hey, look, we don't need no distractions if we want to move forward towards a Super Bowl. Ironic that this is what he said, because he does not know how to shut up. It's entertaining. It's very entertaining. I don't take him seriously. I mean, you know, especially when here we are in April, a couple weeks before the draft, and Aaron Rodgers is sitting around on podcasts, you know, documenting this past season and his life, because this is what he does. He got free speech like everybody else, most of us. He can say what he wants, and he's exercising that right. More recently, he sat down with the I Can Fly podcast, and he talked about how the injury was so tough, but then it ended up being a blessing. Listen.
I look back now, and so much changed in my life for the better. And I often have a hard time with people who say, everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just got to trust it. Sometimes I call bullshit on that.
Yeah.
Part of it is the ego wanting things to just be a little bit easier sometimes. Mm. But just like so many things had to happen for me to be sitting right here today with the both of you, so much changed in my life in the last 6 months that would not have happened had I not been carted off that field on September 11th, after one of the highest highs in my sporting career, running on the field on 9/11 with an American flag, which I had never done in my life.
Yeah, and then he went down. Nothing wrong with that, right? That's normal. But the fact is, Aaron Rodgers sat down on this podcast for about 2.5 hours, and then he started getting into politics. I thought he said he didn't want to be a distraction. I mean, it was only a couple of weeks ago that he was a potential running mate for RFK Jr. I mean, his own owner, Woody Johnson, the owner of the New York Jets, said, oh, yeah, this was just a temporary distraction. Well, if it's so much of a temporary distraction, why the hell is he diving deeper into conspiracies with the Kennedy family and talking about the Clintons? It just, Listen to Aaron Rodgers talk about RFK. He's compared him to a Star Wars character.
He believes in this country. He believes in the good in people, and he believes he can make a difference. That's somebody I can get behind, who's willing to lay it on the line. Because that is, like I said earlier, the archetype of everything we love about Luke Skywalker and Han Solo. Everything I love about Frodo and Sam and Aragorn and Gandalf and Merry and Pip. Right? Everything that we love about Gamora and Groot and Rocket and Drax. Like, and Chris Pratt's character in Guardians.
Okay, he's comparing it to Guardians of the Galaxy, which I've never seen. But that's not even the worst. He just went on and started talking about coincidences and tragedies in the Kennedy family, as we know, and called it a weird coincidence that John F. Kennedy Jr. died in a plane crash while running against Hillary Clinton. Talked about Joe Biden not being Joe Biden, but being an impersonator. This is who the New York Jets wanted to get in bed with. This is who the New York Jets tethered their future to. This is who the New York Jets looked at their future and said, if we want to win a Super Bowl, our best bet is Aaron Rodgers. Now, do I think the New York Jets have reached the point of regret? Not yet, because they haven't even got Aaron Rodgers on the football field. Maybe, just maybe, come September when the regular season starts, maybe there won't be any talks of conspiracy theories. Maybe there won't be any political leanings or commentaries. Maybe there won't be celebrity beefs. Maybe there won't be ayahuasca. Maybe there won't be dark rooms. Maybe there won't be podcast appearances. Maybe there won't be a show with Pat McAfee, appearances on Pat McAfee. Maybe by the time September comes around, Aaron Rodgers will just play football. Who am I fooling? He can't help himself. And it's only going to be a matter of time, maybe, possibly, likely, that the New York Jets just go, oh, my God, okay, just go away. The New York Jets going to win a Super Bowl with this man? Look, I love the Jets. I'm a Jets fan. If they won the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, I don't even know. I'd probably shake my head and go, I can't believe this. More likely than not, he'll keep talking, saying wild things, and the Jets will just be, okay. If he can stay healthy. Aaron Rodgers, a wild, wild dude. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of being a wild dude, oh, my God. Carlos, did you hear about the upset NFL player at the drive-thru?
I did not.
Terrell Suggs. Ravens legend, Arizona legend. He's from Arizona. I understand being upset at the drive-thru. People cut you off. People drive too close. People won't get out the way. People don't know what they want to order. People drop their money. I mean, you can go on a list of things that drive you crazy at the drive-thru. His former All-Pro quarterback destroyer, Terrell Suggs, took road rage. This man took rage at the drive-thru to another level. I want you to listen to this courtesy of Fox 10 out in Phoenix, Arizona.
We are going to start this half hour with a story just coming into the newsroom. It's a Fox 10 news alert, and it's regarding a former Arizona Cardinals star player, Terrell Suggs. We're just learning he's been arrested. This is a mugshot from the Maricopa County Sheriff's website. According to the site, he's been booked on assault and an offense against public order. Suggs, as you might remember, was a standout high school football player in the East Valley and then went on to have a great and successful college career at ASU. He played for several teams in the NFL.
Is it that's over coffee? Over Carlos, what the hell else was he getting at start? Was there a donut that was that serious? Let's hear that again. I want to make sure I heard that correctly. Let's hear that again.
We are going to start this half hour with a story just coming into the newsroom. It's a Fox 10 news alert, and it's regarding a former Arizona Cardinals star player, Terrell Suggs. We're just learning he's been arrested. This is a mugshot from the Maricopa County Sheriff's website. According to the site, he's been booked on assault and an offense against public order. Suggs, as you might remember, was a standout high school football player in the East Valley and then went on to have a great and successful college career at ASU. He played for several teams in the NFL.
Let me try to help you understand this. He was at the drive-thru at a Starbucks, and you can't see the mugshot, obviously, because it's the radio. He was smiling in the mugshot. This was an incident that allegedly took place back in March. He's at the drive-thru, allegedly. And pretty much, I guess his car bumped into somebody else's car, and then he showed them a gun, and I'm just like, wait a minute, there's a little much here. At a Starbucks? Starbucks is supposed to be a peaceful place. Threatening and intimidating, disorderly conduct with a weapon, a black Range Rover driven by Suggs, passed the ordering speaker at Starbucks and had to back up to place his order, backing into the other vehicle. The other vehicle didn't receive any damage, and both men got out of their vehicles and argued before returning and collecting their orders. Suggs allegedly flipped off the other driver and threatened to kill him before driving off. He stuck a handgun out of his window without pointing it at the other man and left. Wow. 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 Suggs released a statement through management saying he was in a quiet area of Scottsdale in the middle of the day when the incident happened. I was getting coffee. I was not looking for any trouble. When the man in the other vehicle escalated the situation, I feared for my safety, not knowing what his intentions were. I was the only one. I was the one who felt in danger while fearing I would be followed home and for the safety of my family nearby at my residence. It's just coffee, folks, man. I ain't fighting nobody at Starbucks. You can throw that out the window. It's not that serious. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of not that serious. Yeah, we're going to talk about OJ on the other side. Don't move on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.